Today's daf is Vachim daf Kuf Chaf. And we are 18 lines from the top of daf Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis, the two dots, Kol HaKotchim V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda, Shloima Ben Chaya Leia, and Reb Refol Tzvi Meir Ben Hagoyen HaRav Avram Ben Yavin. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Sarah Bas Sylvia, that she should find the Zivug Hagun Bekarev. So, believe it or not, we're already holding at the very last daf of Meseches Zvachim, moving along here in Perek Paras Chatos, discussing halachas related to Bamois, also halachas related to Shchute and Halas Chutz, which of course is very much Mei Inyan Le Inyan Ba'oisa Inyan. So we have a little bit of work to do. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis said that as it relates to the halachos of chutz, despite the fact that if you look in the Torah, it seems that it's very, very severe. Number one, there's an Essa. We talked about that a little bit. There's a Loisasa. And on top of that, there's even a Chi of Karas. But not every time that a person would be Sheikhir Umayla Bachutz would he be over all the Yisurim. In fact, the Mishnah mentioned that there's three Klalim that you have to take into account when you discuss the Halachas of Chutz. I think it's Kedai to see it again inside. So it was about 15 lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis in the very long Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kol HaKotchem Shehikdishem B'Shas Isser Bamos V'Hikrivam B'Shas Isser Rabbamis, all kachim, where the makdish was makdishit at a time that there was an iser bamos, and then was makrivit at a time that there's an iser bamos. Hare elu baasei v'lois asei v'chayovin olav karis. Then we are going to be megalgal olav es hakoil. He's going to get the whole suite of isurim and unchim that are associated with this halach. Tishem b'shas heter rabbamos v'krivim b'shas iser rabbamos pachotz. What would be if the person was makdishit at a time where there was a heter bamos in Gilgal, noy v'givayin, and then he was makrivit at the time of iser bamos? Hare elu baasei v'loisasei. However, ve'in chayoven aleihem karas. Hikdishan b'shas iser habamos and fakert v'hikrivan b'shas heter habamos. Hare elu baasei. You get an asei, even though the hakrova was at a time of heter bamos. Ve'in behem loisasei. There's not going to be a loisasei. So, in the perfect world, or in the imperfect world, we're hikdishon v'hikrivan v'shas iser bamos. That's when you have the asay and the lois asay and the chiyuv karas. In the event that the hekdish took place in the time of heter bamos and the hakrova was at a time of iser bamos, you can have an asay and a lois asay. You're just not going to have the chiyuv karas. If it was in the reverse, if the hekdish took place at a time of iser bamos and the hakrova was done at a time of heter bamos, there's no karas because there's a heter bamos. There's no lois asay because there's a heter bamos. But the asay that you will have, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana the Amora commented on the Mishnah. He said, Lo Yishanu, this that the Mishnah says that the halacha is that in the event that the hektish took place, b'shas heter bamos, and it was only the hakrova that was b'shas iser bamos, that is not going to be a chiyuv karas, that's only b'shchita. That's with regards to the hashoichet component of hashoichet v'amayla. Ava b'halah, but as it relates to halah, karas nami mechayiv, the person's going to be chayiv karas as well. My time, but what's the makar to this? The amakra, because the pasuk says, v'aleihem toimar. And we learn from there, al hasmuchin toimar. Now that pasuk, va'aleim toimar, ish mi beis esrom benager, she yogru b'soichem ha-shiyalu oivo oizevach, is part two of the parsha of Shchutei Chutz. So we went through this a lot in Perek HaShoichet v'amaylo. The parsha of Chutz is divided into two parts, both in Vayikra Perek Yudzayim, but there's a proverbial Reisha and a Seifa. The Reisha talks about the halacha that you're not allowed to shecht b'chutz. The Seifa talks about the halacha that you're not allowed to be mailo b'chutz. The parsha of Allah's chutz begins, Va'aleim toimar, ish ish mi beis Yisrael. It begins with the word, Va'aleim toimar. Chazal Darshan, this is Rav Kahana talking, that what's Va'aleim? Va'aleim means it's going back. Miloshin al. Al means on top of something. So it's going back on the pasuk that was mentioned earlier. Meaning the first pasuk of the parsha of Allah's Chutz is referencing the last pasuk of the parsha of Shchutei Chutz. What does it say in the last pasuk of Shchutei Chutz? L'mana sheyoviu b'nei Yisrael esefchei masher him soivchim al pnei asadeh ve'heviyum l'ashem al pesach ha'yol moyed al ha'koyen v'zofchu zivchei shlomu l'ashem moysam. Now Chazal darshan from that pasuk that there's a kula when it comes to someone that was makdish bisman heter bamos and was only makriv bisman iser bamos. Being that the parish of Alos Chutz, which states explicitly karis, is valeim toimar, it's going on that pasuk, says Rav Kahana, you know what? The smichos is telling me, you know what the word va'aleim is coming to say? That even in that instance, where you were makdish b'shas heter b'mis, and you were only makrev b'shas iser b'mis, where there's only an aseh and a lois aseh, but there's no karis, aleim toimer, on that is the parish of Allah's chutz, which says that there is a karis. So Amar Rav Kahana, even though in the missions before that if the text was b'shas heter b'mis, and only dakrov b'shas iser b'mis is not going to be a karis, that's only true b'shchita. Avu b'Allah, being they have aleim toimer, the parish of Allah's chutz is talking specifically to that pasuk that says that when it comes to Shchutei Chutz, you're not going to have the halacha of karis when the hektish took place b'shas heter b'mis. When it comes to halacha over there, it's going to be different. But the Gemara is going to ask two kashas now. Rav Kahana, maskel for Rabba. So Rabba came with a tkifus. He said, number one, miksev aleim with an ayin toimar, aleim with an aleph ksev. You can't do that. You can't switch an aleph to an ayin and say, oh, va'aleim toimar miloshen al. No, that's not the word. In fact, va'aleim is miloshen el. You should tell them. It's not on. It can't be referring to a previous pasuk. How do you do that? Va'oid. And besides, Tanya, it's a mefurish of Brisa, not like you. This Brisa says, arba klolis hay Reb Shimon Omer b'kachrin. Reb Shimon used to give four klolim as relates to these halachas of chutz. He would say as follows: Hikdishim b'shas iser habamos, v'shachat v'hello b'shas iser habamos. If the hektish and the shechit and the halach took place b'shas iser habamos b'chutz, harehim ba'asei v'loisa seviyesh b'mkaris. That's when you have the whole chagadya. Hikdishim b'shas heter habamos, v'shachat v'hello. We got to read this carefully again. Hikdishim b'shas heter habamos, v'shachat. Vehello, emphasis on vehello, it's in dritimul. Bishas iser abomois. Hare ein ba'asei. Veloisa se behemen karis. So if the hektish was b'shas heter b'mis and the shechita and the halach, furish the halach, was b'shas isra b'mis, he's not going to be chayiv karis, he's only going to have the asay and the loisa say. Hikdish b'shas isra b'mis, v'shachat v'hela b'chutz b'shas heter b'mis. If the hektish took place b'shas isra b'mis and then the shechita and the halach was b'shas heter b'mis, harein ba'asay, ve'im behen, b'loisa say. What's the fourth klal? Hikdish b'shas heter b'mis, v'shachat v'hela b'shas heter b'mis, potem iklum. Obvious. So Reb Shimon had a braisa, and Reb Shimon he had four klolim. Now notice, our Mishnah had three klolim. Reb Shimon had four klolim. Which klal does Reb Shimon have that the Mishnah didn't have? The most obvious one. And that is, if everything took place, b'shas heter abamis, you're not going to have anything. Reb Shimon had it because it's a klal. The Mishnah didn't have it because zil kari bei rav. It's so obvious. But the bottom line is, Reb Shimon's klolim mirror identically the klolim of the Mishnah, but there's one word Rav Shimon said in the Braisa that the Mishnah didn't have, and that is, he said mefurish, that as it relates to the second klal, when the hektish happened b'shas heter abamos, if the shechita or the halah was b'shas iser abamos, it's not going to be karis, which is deloy k'rav kahana, and ad kedei kach. Both of these questions are so compelling. Number one, Rav Kahana, it's a mishing an aleph and an ayin. Number two, you can neged a Braisa, and the Gemara concludes, tiyufta. The Rav Kahana Tiyufta. Either way, going back to the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the very, very end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah mentioned different chilukim as it relates to different avoidos that were done on a Bama Gedoyla or in the Beis HaMikdash, in the proper oil moed, versus on a Bamas Yachad. Just read the words of the Mishnah very, very quickly, and then we'll see. The Gemara is going to have a lot to say on the topic. Uma bein Bamas Yachad, Bamas Sibur. It's the last line of Kufyud Beis Amud Beis. What's the difference as it relates to avoidos between karbonis that are being brought on a Bamas Yachad versus a Bamas Sibur? Says the Mishnah, Smicha. Ushchitas tzafoin, umatan soviv, v'tnufa v'hagosha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein mincha bebam. So, you're going to tell me that there's no hagosha, or there's no tnufa de mincha? There's no mincha, period. Additionally, v'kiyun, u'bigdei shareis, u'kli shareis, v'reach nichayach, u'mechitza ledomim, v'richot zidayim v'raglayim. So it's a whole list of things that apply to the Bama Sibur, and of course apply to the Sechta's Zvachim, that don't apply to the Bamas Yachid. Mishnah concludes, Aval Hazman, which Rashi teaches means pigol, the Hanoisar, the Hatame Shavim Bazeh Bazeh, they're going to be Shavah, they apply equally to the Bamas Yachid and to the Bamas Sibur, says the Gemara. So we have a whole bunch of things that are classic and fundamental to the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. But when a carbon was brought on a bama, these somehow were not included. Obviously, they're all going to have a makar. And this next Gemara that we're going to learn is going to be a whole bunch of bullet points. How do you know this? How do you know that? How do you know that? How do you know this? And Hatzad Ashava is we're trying to figure out how do we know that these avoidis don't apply to the Bama Asiyach. It says the Gemara Smicha. So the Mishnah said there was no Smicha to the Bama Asiyach. How do you know that? Because it says, Lefnei Hashem v'samach. The only time you do Smicha is if you're Lefnei Hashem. If you're on a Bama Asiyach, you're not Lefnei Hashem. Shchita Safoin. How do you know there's no Shchita Safoin? Because the Pasuk says, Safoino Lefnei Hashem. Matanois Saviv. How do you know the Matanois of Saviv, meaning that the Zrikas had to be done around the Mizbeach, Dechsiv. So the way we have it in the Gemara is, Vizarak al haMizbeach Saviv. But if you take a look at Rashi, the Pasuk that we're quoting is actually a different Pasuk. It's Vayikra Aleph Hey. So it's literally the fifth Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. Vishachat es ben abakul of Nehashem, Vikrivu bnei Aharon akiyanim es hadon, Visarku es hadom al haMizbeach Saviv asher Pesach Oyomai. So the only time there's a din of Saviv is if it's going to be Pesach Oyomai. Tnufa. How do you know there's no tnufa on the bama? Dechsev v'heinef hakoyin lifnei Hashem. Hagasha. How do you know that there's no hagasha? Dechsev because it says v'higisho el haMizbeach. The drash is haMizbeach with a hey ayedia. Rabbi Yehuda interjected and he said ein mincha bebama. He said I hold there's no mincha bebama at all. Amar Rav Sheshes said as follows. Divrei Amin Yesh mincha bebama. According to my number that holds that a carbon mincha was able to be brought on a bama Yesh oifes bebama. You were able to bring an oif on a bama as well. Divrei Amin ein mincha bebama. According to Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah that holds there was no mincha bebama. Ein oifes bebama. You couldn't bring an oif bebama as well. What's the pshat? Meaning mecha tasty the two should be totally zebezeh. So Rav Sheshes explained. He said because you know the makar that ein mincha bebama. It's because it says in the parsha of bamos the word zvachim. And Zvachim teaches me Zvachim v'loy menachis. Well, if you're going to darshan Zvachim dafka, Zvachim v'loy menachis, well, then you're also going to have to darshan Zvachim v'loy oifos. They go hand in hand, and as a result, if the makar, that bamis is a nesuyim only to Zvachim is because it says Zvachim, that's how you know no mincha. Well, so too, there's going to be no oifos as well. V'koyin, how do you know that there's no kohuna when it comes to a bama? Because it says Vizara kakoyin. Okay, we need help here from the end of the pasuk. Vizara kakoyin es adam al mizbach Hashem Pesach oil ma'id again. So it says the kohen's going to do zrika when if it's going to be Pesach oil ma'id. Big day sharis. How do you know big day sharis is something that didn't apply by the bama siyachid? Because it says that the big day sharis were there l'sharis b'kodesh in the Beis Hamikdash. V'kli sharis because it says ashi yishar subam b'kodesh. Reach nichayach tichsev l'reach nichayach l'ashem. Mechitza b'damim. How do you know that there was no mechitza b'damim? So the chuta sikra that was mafsik between the domel yom and the domel ha'tachtoinim, that too the Mishnah says didn't apply to the bama siyachid. How do you know that? Tichsev because it says v'hoisa ha'reshes, that's that net, ad chatzi ha'mizbeach, again with the hey ayedia. Richas Yedayim. How do you know that there was no Richas Yedayim, that the kohen didn't have to go to the kiyar before he did the avoid, or whoever was doing the avoid on the bama siyachid? Tichsev because it says ubekarvasam el ha'mizbeach with the hey ayedia your chatzu. So again, this is something that's only going to apply there. Either way, a little exhale. So we have a whole bunch of Mekairis to a whole bunch of halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah. So all these different avoidas that applied not on the Bama Siyachid, they're all shroshon in drashes. They all have psukim, and these are the psukim, the drashes that the Gemara just mentioned. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Agishmak Gemara. Loishanu. All these things that the Mishnah says don't apply on a bama ketana is only true if the kodshe bama ketana is actually being brought on a bama ketana. Avo b'kodshe bama ketana de karvinah b'bama gedoyla. What would be if somebody was makdish in oyla, al das to bring it on a bama ketana, and now he decided he wants to bring it on the bama gedoyla? Why should I bring it on my rooftop, on my backyard? Let me instead go and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. He could do that. And not only could he do that, but in that case, yesh chitzoy. You're going to have the halacha of the chutah sikra, meaning now already you have to know if it's an oila, so it goes lamata b'chutah sikra, etc., etc. And by the way, it's not only yesh chitzoy, it's all these halachas. So all the halachas that we just said don't apply to a bama ketana, it's only true if they're being brought on the bama ketana. If, however, they're being brought on the bama gedoyla, amen rami bar chama, now already it's going to be governed by the regular halachis of the Beis HaMikdash. Moisef Rabba, so Rabba asked the kasha, Chozav HaShoik, V'chumas Lach Meitoido, so the din tenufa of Chozav HaShoik, of a carbon shlomo, and the tenufa of V'chumas Lach Meitoido, noyagim b'kotche b'magdoyle, v'ein noyagim b'kotche b'magdana. They relate to kotche b'magdoyle, not kotche b'magdana. We know this already. But Rabbu made a beautiful diak. He said, look at the lashon of the Braisa. Noyagin bekotche b'megedoyla, ve'ein noyagin bekotche b'megetana. It doesn't say it's noyag by a b'megetana versus b'megedoyla. It says the kotche, zoysoy meres. If you would have kotche b'megetana, because it was niskadish aldas to be brought on a b'megetana, and now you're bringing it on the b'megedoyla, it's b'cheftza kotche b'megetana, and it would not be subject to these halachas. That diak of noyagin bekotche b'megedoyla, ve'ein noyagin bekotche b'megetana sounds like it's coming la fuke rami bar chomes chiddush. And this is Rabbi's kasha. But the Gemara says, I hear it's a great diak. It's hard to make subtle diukim in brises because the brises were not properly censored. So it could be the right reading of the Braisa is not kodshei b'megedoyla, but rather it's just b'megedoyla, and if that's the case, can move and you have no dick. Ikad Amri, some had this exchange in the reverse. Amr Rami Bar Chama again. Rami Bar Chama said, loitzon ha'elu b'kodshei b'megedoyla v'kriven b'megedoyla v'kodshei b'megedoyla afal gavte korvinu b'megedoyla. If you have kodshei b'megedoyla, even if it was brought on a bama gedoyla ein chitzoy, it's still not going to have chitzoy. So in the Ikeda Amri, Rami Bar Chama says just the opposite. That if you have kotche bama ketana, even if it's brought on a bama gedoyla, it's not going to be subject to all the laws of bama gedoyla. Says the Gemara, lema misayele. L'chari, you should be able to bring a raya to Rami Bar Chama. Chaz v'shoik v'chumas lach meitoyde noyegim v'kotche bama gedoyla v'ein noyegim v'kotche bama ketana. It's mefurish that if you have kotche bama ketana, even if you're going to bring it in the mikdash, you're going to bring it on the bama gedoyla. Afilu hachi, it's not going to be subject to this halacha. In the Ikad Amri, that's exactly what Rami Bar Chama said. So says the Gemara, lema misayele. The Gemara is daicha. Ema noyagim bebama gedoyla vei noyagim bebama ketana. Again, it's not muchach that kotche is a diuk. And if kotche is not a diuk, then kamuven, the lema misayele falls off. Says the Gemara. Upliga de Rabba Laza. The second version of Rami Bar Chama that said lo yishanu ela. Bekotche b'me gedoyla, ve'ekrivan b'me gedoyla. Aval bekotche b'me ketana, aval gavte korvinu b'me gedoyla ein chitzoy. That if you have kotche b'me ketana, even if you bring it into the mishkan, and now you're being makrivan on the b'me gedoyla, I don't care. It's still going to be governed by the laws of b'me ketana. The second lishna of Rami Bar Chama, that is at odds with something Rabbi Elazar said. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, oilas b'mas yochid shehichnisa b'fnehem. If you have an oila that was sanctified to be brought out of Bamas Yachid, and it was brought now b'fnim teicha kloim kaltuah mechitzas l'chol davar, and now it has to be treated like regular kotche bama gedoyla, which is the loy k'second lishna of Rami Bar Chama. It's support. It's the first lishna of Rami Bar Chama, but we're going on the second lishna. The second lishna of Rami Bar Chama is pliga de Rabba Laz. Sok the Gemara. Boy, Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira had a shayla. Oylas Bamas Yachid shechnisa l'fnim v'itzia l'chutzma. So Rabbi Elazar just said, if you have an oilas b'mas yachid and you bring it b'fnim, kol tu mechitzas. What would be if you have an oilas b'mas yachid, it was brought b'fnim, and then it was taken outside. Now what? Mi amrina, do we say, kiven da ayla kol tu mechitzta? Once it came inside, it's kol tu mechitzta. So now it has to be treated like kachim of a b'ma gedoyla. I don't like kiven da hada hada. Once it went outside, so no, now it went outside already. Now if you look at the Rishonim, it sounds like the way the Rishonim understood this kasha, it's talking about, we had an oilas b'mas yachid. It was brought inside, the shechita was already done, and now the basar was taken outside. It also sounds a little bit like the shaila is, do you treat the basar or the dam, the rest of the carbon, as if it's a oilas b'mas yachid, or do you treat it as if it's an oilas b'mas sibor? It doesn't sound like we care about the fact that there might have been a psul yoytze. I'm Beshita Mekubetzes, who's all over this kasha. But the bottom line is, this is the shayla. The shayla is, in the event that there was an oilas b'mas yachid that was brought inside, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar that holds kaltua mechitzas. What would be if it was taken out? Do we say, kiven the ayla kaltua mechitzas? I don't care what happens afterwards. Or no, kiven the hader, hader. So the Gemara says, lav hainu plukte the rabbi v'rab Yosef. Isn't this already a machloikis, rabbi and rabbi Yosef? Now, just a disclaimer before we see the Gemara's Tzushal. The Tzushal the Gemara is going to make now is a little what we would call favorfen, right? It's not a very direct Tzushal. It's not like Lav Hainu Plukta the Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, who we have that Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Mamish argued this point. In fact, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef are arguing in this Machloikis that the Gemara is about to present Shailo in the Sugya of Im Olu Loi Yerdu. Okay, so what is that? Sugi Ditnan, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Me'ilah. We're in Me'ilah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So this is the very, very beginning of Mesechtes Me'ilah. Kachi Kadashim. If you have Kachi Kadashim, Shachtim Bedarin. With the Shechita was Bedar. Kachi Kadashim, you know, is Shechita. So Bitzaf, Mayalim Bahen. The halacha is that it's going to be subject to Me'ilah. What's the chiddush? There would have been a havamina that if you shech kachik adashim bedarim, it's as if you put a bullet in the body of this animal. If an animal, kachim, just dies, it's yatsa midei me'ila. Because me'ila is a product of the animal having some purpose, some function. It's kodshe Hashem, where it has to be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once it's in a veil, you can't bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So me'ila, it's yatsa midei me'ila. Right? Just like kodshim shenasa mitzvasa is yatsa midei me'ila. If it has no purpose because of some ulterior reason, it's also not going to be subject to the laws of me'ila. There would have been a havamina that kachik adashim sheshachtem bedarim, being that you did the shechita in the wrong place. Maybe it's as if you didn't even do a shechita, and maybe it shouldn't be subject to me'ila. Kamash malon, talach is ma'ila mehem. Now, in the world of Gemaras, where there's trouble with the Gersayis, this is like on the top of that world. So we're going to go with the Gersa that Rashi quotes, as far as the next Gemara goes. And the Bnei Yeshiva had a Shaila. What would be if you have Kachi Kadashim Sheshachtim Bedarin, and a wet on the Mizbeach, is it going to be him Olu Lo Yerdu, or is it going to be him Olu Yerdu? Rabba Amar Rabba said Yerdu. If you look in our Gemara, it says Rabba Amar Lo Yalu. So I'm reading from the side. Rabba Amar Rabba said, Allah is going to be Yerdu. It's him Olu Yerdu. Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Im alu lo yerdu. The halach is going to be im alu lo yerdu. Tainus the Gemara. There's makom to say that this shayla of kachi kadashim sheshachtem bedarim im alu lo yerdu or im alu yerdu is maybe toloi in Rab Zeira's shayla of oilas b'mas yachid shechnisa lefnim vayitzia luchutz. Now what's the halacha going to be? Now what's even the tushta? Right, at first glance, these are two completely unrelated issues. Now there is a little bit of a shaychis. The reason there's a little bit of a shaychis is because in the case of kachi kadashim sheshachtem bedaran, so you have kachim that was brought in the wrong place. It was done chutzim kaimai. Now it's on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has an ability to be Mekadesh. The question is, could it be Mekadesh something that's coming from the wrong place? Or could it not be Mekadesh something that's coming from the wrong place? In a sense, that's really Reb Zeira Shaila. Reb Zeira Shaila is, we have an Oilas Bamas Yachid. So this is really something that's Shayach to the world of Bamas, Chutz. Now it was brought inside. The question is, do we say that once it's brought inside, now there's ki'ilu in an olu lo yerdu, so even if it goes out, it's still going to maintain the kedusha of pnim, and it's still going to be subject to the laws of Bamasiva. So again, we had a disclaimer before we saw the Gemara. It's a little bit of a vait the tzushta, but this is the tzushta nonetheless. So the Gemara says, lav hainu plukta the rabbi of Rav Yosef. At first glance, wouldn't you say that this is mamish the machlokes rabbi and Rav Yosef? In other words, the shayla of Rav Zeira should boil down to whether mizbeach is mekadesh. Le'inyanim olu lo yerdu, something was kumt from an under art, was kumt from a chutzlum koimai, but the Gemara says it's certainly not muchach. Why? Tibayla rabba, tibayla rabbi Yosef. I can hear the shayla in the world of rabba, who holds kachik adashin sheshachtim bedarim, ta'aloch is im olu yerdu, and I can hear a little bit of rabbi Yosef that holds im olu lo yerdu. How's it by the rabba? I can hear the shayla coined to rabba, because that's going to come a rabba, elam is be'ach. Maybe the only time rabba said im olu yerdu, kachik adashin sheshachtim bedarim, that's only by the mizbeach. Why? Because we know, what does the Mishnah say in the beginning of Perek HaMizbeach? Mekadesh. HaMizbeach Mekadesh es HaRo'oi, right? So the Chazilei Mekadesh Loi Chazilei Loi Mekadesh. Being that it only has the ability to be Mekadesh, something that's Chazilei. So Kachi Kadosh and Sheshachtem Bedarim is considered Loi Chazilei. Right? In the vernacular of HaMizbeach Mekadesh, it's considered that it's not Psulei Bakoitesh. And as a result, it's not included in all the things that HaMizbeach has the ability to be Mekadesh. Avon Mechitza. But as it relates to the idea of Kultua Mechitzas, the maybe there it has the ability to be koilet, even something that's not chazila. By Mizbeach, where we know based on drushes, there's a limitation, it can only be Mekadesh Roy. So the rabbi holds that Kach Kadosh and Sheshach and Bedarim is maybe not considered Roy. But as it relates to Kaltur Mechitzes, this idea of Oilas Bamas Yachet, Shechnisa Befim, Kaltur Mechitzes, who said that Kaltur Mechitzes is limited to Roy? So the fact that it came from Chutz Ben Koimai, that would make it an Roy. That would be a Sugya in Mizbeach Mekadesh. Pasatis with Kaltur Mechitzes. So therefore, the Gemara says, even though Rabbi says for a davar pashet im olu yerdu by chutz mukoyme amizbech lav dafke, it's going to transfer over to the sugya of Kol Tumah Mechitzas. And the Gemara says that you could hear the same shayla according to Rabbi Yosef. By Dilma, afilu Rabbi Yosef. Ad kana kama Rabbi Yosef also. When did Rabbi Yosef say that Allah is kach kedash and shachtem darm de denzam alu lo yerdu elu de chad makam hu? Where the chutzpim koymai, where the kach kedashim instead of bringing it in safim was brought in darim. At the end of the day, is chad makam. Rashi says, why is it chad makam? They're both the azar. It's the northern part of the azar and the southern part of the azar. Right, it's this side of the room, it's that side of the room. But it's mamish chad makam. Aval hach over here. Oylas ba masiachet shechnisa befneim kaltu mechitzes. It's coming from trem. Maybe there it's going to be different. Maybe not. Teiku, this ganze maisa is one big teiku with taka, not 100% sure. Says the Gemara. Milsa the pshita le rabbe bechad gisa. Ula Rav Yosef bechad gisa. Mi boyele le Rav Yanai. This that we just said is poshet aliba de rabbe bechad gisa. And is poshet aliba de Rav Yosef. Bechad Giso, Rabbi Yanai really was Mesopic. In other words, we suggested that even though there's a machloikis between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef with regards to Kachik Adash and Sheshachtim Bedarim, whether it's Amalu Yerdu or Amalu Lo Yerdu, it could be that Rabba and Rabbi Yosef's halachas would not necessarily translate to Oilas Bamas Yachid, Shnech Nisa Bethnim, Kaltu Mechitzas Chaldava. And the Gemara said based on Svaras, because the Gemara said that there's makim to say that Rabba only sent him Olu Yerdu when we're dealing with Mizbeach, because Mizbeach is Mekadesh only Roy, as opposed to Kol Tumah Mechitzas Lav Davka is Tali in Roy. And the Gemara said, Faker, it could be Rabbi Yosef only said his halacha of him Olu Lo Yerdu with regards to the Mizbeach, because over there we're dealing with Chad Makim at the very least, right? We're not dealing with two different Mekoymas, as opposed to the halacha of Oilas Bamas Yachid, which is coming from Chutz, it's coming from a completely different place. There I could hear that maybe it's going to be different. But the Gemara is suggesting that it could be it's Poshet to Rabba that when it comes to the Kol Tumah Mechitzas, it would be able to be Mekadesh, right? That's not a Shaila. And it could be it's Poshet that Aliba de Rav Yosef, when it comes to Kol Tumah Mechitzas, you would not be able to be Mekadesh. Going to Rav, it's Pasha, you would, because there's no Tanai of Roy. And going to Rav Yosef, it could be it's Pasha, then not, because of the fact that it's for sure a different Makim, as opposed to Tzafin and Darim, which is Be'etzim Chad Makim. Now, the Gemara didn't say it that that's for sure the way it is. The Gemara just said it's not Muchach that that's the Shaila. But Milsa, that the Gemara suggested, is Pshitalei the Rav Bechad Gisa. Ulu Rav Yosef Bechad Gisa, Miboyle Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai was really misoping in this. The boy Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai had the following Shaila. Ivori Oilas Bamas Yochid, Sha'olulim Isbech Fiyardu. Mao, what's the halacha? So in the event that you had already the Ivorim of Oilas Bamas Yochid. So this is already a different case. This is a case where they took the Ivorim from an Oilas Bamas Yochid. It was brought into the Beis HaMikdash and it was put on the Mizbeach. So the shaila is, what's the halacha? Meaning, is it going to be him olu yerdu, or is it going to be him olu lo yerdu? Now again, the girso is a mamish impossible over here. But you have to change the girso as follows. Hecha de mashlo behen ha'ar. We have it hecha de loy mashlo behen ha'ar. Hecha de mashlo behen ha'ar loy tibayilach. There's no shaila. Why? Because once it's mashlo behen ha'ar, we know this. Nasa lach misham mizbech. And once it's lach misham mizbech, for sure the halacha is going to be him olu lo yerdu. Ki tibayilach, what was the shaila? Hecha de loy mashlo behen ha'ar. Let's say it was not Mashlo Behena, or what would be the halacha over there? My, and the Gemara says, Teiku, this is going to be a Teiku. What does the Gemara mean to Shteltzu? The Gemara just means to Shteltzu that you see that Rav Yanai was Mesupik whether or not you would have the halacha of Imolu Yerdu, Imolu Lo Yerdu, as it relates to Oilas Bamas Yochid, Shech Nisa Lefnim. In other words, this Shaila of Oilas Bamas Yochid, Shech Nisa Lefnim, Kaltua Mechitzois, he has the same exact Shaila with regards to the Mizbeach. In other words, he's not being Mechalik between the Kaltua Mechitzah Shabai and the Mizbeach Mekadesh Shabai, which is not like the nuance that the Gemara wanted to suggest in Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were handling Mizbeach. They're handling something else. Tain is the Gemara from Rabbi Yanai. You see, he held this Shaila was a Shaila as it relates to Mizbeach as well. Itma Shchitas Laila B'Bamas Yachid. So the Mishnah went through a whole bunch of different psulim that don't relate to Bamas Yachid. There was an interesting one that was omitted, and that is, what would be if the Shchita happened at night? So zok the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, the Mishnah didn't talk about it, but it was Machlokes Amayram. Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Chadam Ekshev, Chadam Ekshev. One said it's kosher, the other one said it's pasul. Zok the Gemara, V'kamitzel Gibbet Rav Elazar. They're arguing in something Rav Elazar said, and in order to really understand what Rav Elazar said, we would have to know Nach. Why is there so much Nach in Perek Bump? Paras Chattas, because we're talking about Gilgal and Shiloh and Avigivai. So really, the sugis of Bamas played themselves out very much in the Tereshav Iksav. Plays himself out in Nach. But as it relates to this Shiloh, where the Shchitas Lailas Ksheira Psula B'Bamas Yochid, it's Machlokes Rav and Shul, and it very much related to Psukim in Nach, Psukim in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. Okay, so what is this? Rabbi Lazar Rami Kroya Dodi. Rabbi Lazar asked the steer between two Psukim. Sid, the Pasuk says, read the whole pasuk. Vayagidu l'shal reimer. Hinei ha'am choytem l'Hashem lechol al hadom. Vayoymer begadetem goylu elai hayoym evan gedoylo. You sinned. I want you to take an evan gedoylo, and we're going to bring karbonos on top of this evan gedoylo. Now, it was okay for Shaul to bring karbonos on top of an evan gedoylo because Shaul lives in the time of Noivin Givayin, and during that time, there's a heter bamos. But the diuk is, goylu elai hayoym. It sounds like we're going to do it during the day. Before Shkia. V'ksneh, but there's another pasuk. V'yoymer shal. And this is, by the way, the very next pasuk. Putzu va'am, v'amartam lohem, agishu elai ish shoyroi v'ish siyehu, u'shchatetem bozeh, v'achaltem v'loisecht l'ashem lechol el adam, v'yagishu kol ha'am ish shoyroi b'yada. Here's the punchline. Halayla, v'yishchatu sham. So Rav Elazar asked the stira. Here it's mashma that the karbonos of shal, which were brought on above, it had to be during the day, and there it's mashma was brought even at night. So the Gemara says that the machloik is Rav and Shmuel, whether Laila, Shchitas Laila, is kosher b'bama or not kosher b'bama, it's totally in how you reconcile the stira that Rabbi Lazar asked. Mar, the one, we don't know who so, but the Mar was Mashani kam b'chul and kam b'kotchim, that as it relates to kotchim, it has to be bayoy. What did Shaul mean in the next pasuk when he said, bring all the oxen at night? Because that was already going to be Shchitas Chulin. Or B'Shchitas Kotchim Afilu B'Bamas Yochid, it's going to be Psula B'Layla. Mar Mashani, Kam B'Kotchim B'Bama G'dayla, Kam B'Bama G'tano. No, it was all Kotchim. One was a B'Bama G'tano, the other one was a B'Bama G'dayla. What's the point? The point is, the one that was a B'Bama G'tano, that was the one that was Halayla. The one that was the B'Bama G'dayla, that was one that had to be during the day. So you say Meres, that Shchitas Kotchim B'Bama G'tano is Ksheira Ba'alayla. So the two shitas, Rav and Shmuel, really boil down to how you reconcile the stira of these two psukim that Rabbi Lazar asked. Zok the Gemara Itmar. Oilas Bamas Yochid. As it relates to the oila of a Bamas Yochid. Rav Amar, in Tu'una Hefshevinituach. It doesn't require Hefshevinituach. So we know Karban Oila has a unique avoid. It required Hefshevinituach. Oilas Bamas Yochid, Rav said, did not require Hefshevinituach. Rabbi Yechin, Nam, Rabbi Yechin, and said, Tu'una Hefshevinituach. So this machlik is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rav holds there's no hefshev nituach on a bum, and Rabbi Yochanan holds there is hefshev nituach on a bum. It boils down to something Rabbi Yosei Glili said to Tanya. Rabbi Yosei Glili Oymer Oyla Shkivi Yisrael Midbar, the carbon oyla that the Yidden brought in the Midbar by Maimon Har Sinai ain't to una hefshev nituach. It didn't require hefshev nituach. She ain't hefshev nituach. Elo me'oyo moyed ve'elach, said Rabbi Yosei Glili, because the concept of hefshev nituach was me'oyo moyed ve'elach. Now, it's an interesting lashon. Me'oyel moyed ve'elach. Like, forever? Mar sovar. Me'oyel moyed ve'elach, yeah. Lo yishna b'me g'dayla v'lo yishna b'me k'tano. Hence, Rabbi Yochanan Amar tu'una hefshev nituach. Umar sovar, this is Ravol's. B'me g'dayla in b'me k'tano. As it relates to a b'me g'dayla, yeah, that's me'oyel moyed ve'elach. But b'me k'tano, me'hecha teisi. Zok the Gemara, Tanya kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. A b'raisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, again, who holds what? That this hefshev nituach b'me. V'arim shebein b'me g'dayla b'me k'tano. This is a b'raisa that's going to mirror the Mishnah that we just learned, the end of the Mishnah, that talks about the chilukim between the Bama Gedoyla and the Bama Ketana. So here's the list. Karen, v'kevesh, v'yisoid, v'ribua. B'Bama Gedoyla, and Karen, v'yisoid, v'kevesh, v'ribua, b'Bama Ketana. It's geshmak, right? Everything is location, location, location. If you have this braisa on Dav Dalid, we have to go through what's Karen, what's kevesh, what's yisoid, what's ribua. When you have it on Dav Kufchav, you can go through it a little bit quicker. Kiyar v'kane b'bama g'doyla, v'en kiyar v'kane b'bama ketana. Chaza v'shoik, the tenufa b'bama g'doyla, v'en chaza v'shoik b'bama ketana. Those are chilukim. Dvarim she'shofs b'bama g'doyla b'bama ketana. Shchita b'bama g'doyla, Viktana. Hefshit v'nituach. Oh, this is the punchline. Bigdoyla viktana. Dam matter. The fact that dam is matter basa. Umefagel, that there's an Indian, you can be mefagel. Bigdoyla viktana. Mumin bizman. And as it relates to the idea of mumin and zman, the psalm leiser, that's bigdoyla viktana. That's also true bigdoyla viktana. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that it's mefurish in the braisa. Hefshit v'nituach. Bigdoyla viktana, that halachas of hefshet v'nituach hachu bigdoyla viktana, that's a tanya kavase, the Rabbi Yochanan. So we're up to the very, very last gemara here in Masechta Zvachim, which is going to discuss the very last line of the last Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. So going back to Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, after the Mishnah mentioned all the chilukim between avoidus related to the bama ketana and the bama gedoyla, the Mishnah said, aval hazman, so what do these three things mean? Rashi says in the Mishnah, Hazman is machsheves pigel, chutz lezman. Noiser, we know what noiser is. Vahatome, we know what that is. These three things are true, saif from Abama Gedoyla, and saif for Abama Ketana as well. Zok to Gemara Brais, Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin laso izman, Abama Ketana, Kabama Gedoyla. Now this is a little bit tricky, because we just said that when the Mishnah says, Aval Hazman, the hanoisev atomi shavim b'zeh, the taich of zman is machsheves chutz zman. It's pickle. When the brisa says minayin laso is zman bebomik tanik bebomik doy, it's not talking about pickle. It's talking about noiser. Right? Zman can be noiser, it can be pickle. The physical psul zman always is that you have something you were supposed to do it within a certain allotted time. You pass that statute of limitations. So now already it's chutz lezman. Be'etzem. Then there's an idea of a machsheves pigel, where you have a machshava to do an avoida chutz lezman. In the Mishnah, zman meant machsheves pigel. In the Braisa, Rashi says mefurish minayin lasi zman bebamik tanuk bebamik do. So essentially, what's this Braisa addressing? It's addressing whether or not there's a psul noiser when it comes to a bama. Right. So how do I know that there's a psul noiser? Says the Braisa. Let me tell you what you would think without psukim. The Amra Torah. The Torah said lon yisarev. The Yotze Yisarif. We know that if something is lon, meaning it's noiser, you have to burn it. Something that is nifsal b'yotze, also, you have to burn it. Ma Yotze Kosher b'bama, just like there's no psul Yotze by Obama, right? Because there's no mechitzis in the world of Bamas Yochid. Aflon Kosher b'bama. So, minayin lasis man b'bama ketanuk b'bama gedoyla. It's like a question. Like, mechitesi, there should be a psul zman. If anything, I would say that lon should be like Yoitze, and just like there's no psul yoitze, there should be no psul lino, there should be no psul noiser either. But the Gemara says, that's true? Meaning, you need a makar to tell me that there's a psul noiser, because otherwise you would shtel it to yoitze. I can operate a little bit differently in my head. I could say, v'lav kal v'chaymru me'oifes. Maybe learn from oifes that there should be a psul. Because ma' oifes she'ein amun poysel behen, ma' dach oifes, where there's no psul mumen. Right? Tamas v'zachris be'behem v'vein, tamas v'zachris be'oifes. Yet, z'man poysel behem, there's a psul noiser. So, kochei ba'mektana, shamun that's one of the things that it's shav. So, ein oidin shezman poysel behen. Right? So, I don't know. Without a pasuk, you're telling me, I would almost think for sure that there's no psul noiser, because I would learn it from yoitze. I could say maybe faker, based on the mid of kal v'chaymer, there certainly should be a psul noiser. I should learn it from oifes. But the Gemara says, no, malo oifes, shekein ein azar kosher behen. Toimra b'bama ketano, shazar kosher behen. It's true that you find the concept of Zman by Oifus, but you also find that Oifus in the Beis HaMikdash required a Kayan. But being that Bama Ketana doesn't require a Kayan, even Azar is Kasher, so I would think Lo Yehe Zman Pasalba. So again, being that you find a Psul Yoitze and a Psul Noiser always come together, and I know there's no Psul Yoitze when it comes to Bama Ketana, so I would think there should be no Psul Noiser when it comes to a Bama Ketana either. And even though you're going to tell me, shouldn't I learn it from Oifus? You can't learn from Oifus. Because Oifus requires Kahuna, as opposed to Bama Ketana, Shazar Pasul, it zicha makes sense to say that there should be no psul zman. And fakir, zman sounds like it's very shavet to yoitze. Right? They're very similar. They always come together. So if that's the case, you would think that it should be kosher. Now, in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, it's mavur. That's one of the things that Bama Yochid and Bama Gedoyla have in common. So Tain is the Gemara. So at the end of the day, how do I know it's a problem? Talmud Loimar. The last drasha Masechta Zvachim. It says, "V'zoyis Toiras Zevach Hashlamim." And in that parasha, the Torah talks about the psul noiser, and it says, "V'zoyis Toiras Zevach Hashlamim." all shlomims, meaning side the shlomims that were brought on the Bama Gedolah, side the ones that were brought on the Bama Ketan, and it doesn't matter if it was brought during the 39 years in the Midbar, or the 14 years of Gilgal, or the 369 years in Shiloh, or the 57 years in Neve Gibbon, or the 410 years of Shlomim's Beis HaMikdash, or the 420 years of Ezra's Beis HaMikdash. At the end of the day, v'zoyz teiraz evach ha-shlomim, every single time you bring a carbon shlomim, what is it? Lasoyz man Bama Ketan, gizman Bama Gedolah. It's always going to have the same halach, and that means even the Bama Ketan is going to be like the Bama Gedolah. And on that note, with one final drasha, Masechet Zvachim ends, Hadron Halach Paras Chatos Uslik Allah Masechet Zvachim. But before we really part ways and gesegen sich with Masechet Zvachim, two ha'aras. The first ha'ara, the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos says that the Mishnah and the end of Paras Chatos, one of the themes of the end of the Masechta, is that when it says in the Torah, Kiloi Basem Ad Ata, Ela Menucha V'Ela Nachla, Menucha Zu Shiloi, and Nachla is Yerushalayim. And the Gemara brought different psukim, where you find that Yerushalayim is referred to as Nachla. Says the Rama, quote, Nikru Yerushalayim Nachla. Yerushalayim is referred to as a nachla. Lahavas k'dushasa v'amidasa la'olam. And the reason is because the k'dusha of Yerushalayim is la'olam. Rambam Shita is that k'dusha is Yerushalayim v'abeis hamikdash is k'dusha la'olam. Even l'manda amar k'dusha Yerushalayim k'dusha la'shaita v'loi k'dusha la'olam. Maybe the most famous Rambam in Yad Chazaka. The Rambam Shita is that Yerushalayim's k'dusha is forever. And that's why it's called nachla. Because nachla is a lashon of forever. It's an inheritance. It's something that will never stop. And being that the Kedusha and the Amidasa of Yerushalayim is something that's Lailam. That's why you find that Yerushalayim is referred to as Nachla. Vale Amar HaNavi. And it's regarding it that the Navi said, V'nachalasei lo yazav. Fisha Amar b'tchilas dvarav. What does that mean, V'nachalasei lo yazav? Because if you look at what the Navi said earlier, Shashem bachar b'Yerushalayim l'shchinasei. U'bachar b'Yisrael l'skulasei. Being that the Navi, before it said V'nachalasei lo yazav, said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was boicher in Yerushalayim to rest the Shechina, and he was boicher in Klal Yisrael to be his Am Segula, is Acha Kach Amar Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar Amazeh Asher Bachar Boy B'Mokay Mahu Asher Bachar Boy Gamkein Shenemar Ki Bachar Hashem B'Tzion Yivolam Moshav Loi Ki Yaakov Achar Loi Ka Yisrael Eskula Asoi Ki Lo Yitoish Hashem Es Amoi V'nachalosoi Lo Yazoi. So the Rambam gives us a little bit of a shtickle tire. Rambam says Yerushalayim is Nachla, and the Nachla is forever, as it says V'nachalosoi Lo Yazoi. And says the Rambam, I want to explain to you what the Navi meant when he said the words V'nachalosoi Lo Yazoi. He said, look at three psukim earlier. Ki Bachar Hashem B'Tzion Yivolam Moshav Loi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Tzion, Yerushalayim, that's where he's going to rest the Shechina. And then, Ki Yaakov Bachar Lo Kol Yisrael L'Skulasei. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Yaakov. He chose Klai Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael is going to be his Am HaNivcha. So Hashem chose Yerushalayim. Hashem chose Yaakov, Am Yisrael. Says the Navi Vayter, you should know, Ki Lo Yitosh Hashem Amoy, V'nachalosei Lo Yazoy. That Bechir is a Bechir Olam. Ad Kan Dvorov HaKadoshim Shal HaRambam, at the very, 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 very end of his Pirush HaMishnayos and Masechet Zvachim. The Rashash, on our Gemara, right here, he brings the Rambam. Listen to what he says. I am the Pirush HaRambam, Heviu Atois V'Sionta B'Koitzer. He says, Yoresi, I'm afraid. V'Zochalti, he says, I'm traceling. Loimar Adoineinu Ateres Reshenu HaRambam, Zechreinu Levracha. I'm afraid to say what I'm about to say on the Rambam, but I think the Lefisha Shogar Hoya Befiv, Sidur Agimul Ksuvim, being that the Rambam was Shogar in his mouth, the Seder of these three psukim that he quoted in Pirush HaMishnayos, Ki Bachar Hashem B'Tzion Ival Moshav Loi, Ki Yaakov Berchar Loi Ko Yisrael Eskulasoi, Ki Lo Yitosh Hashem Amai V'Nachalosa Le'Yazat. And why was it Shogar Befiv Shal HaRambam, these three psukim? Because the Rambam used to say it every single day in the Nusach of Yehi Chavoid, Zeh Achar Zeh. Right? This is the Seder Advar. Savar, the Rambam thought, Shekein Hemestur Mekasov, that this is the way they're written in the Psukim. Ubeemis like Korav Zelze. But the truth is, says Rashash, the Psukim are not mentioned next to each other. Ki Arishoin who betehillim kuflamid base, Vahabes betehillim kuflamid hey, Vahgimel is Siriktsevex. It's in Tehillim, Kapitol Tzadik Talit. The Rambam went ahead and he made a gans to the Rosha. Ki Vach Hashem betzioin, evil Amoish of Lloyd. The Novi says a Kaddish Baruch who chose Tzioin. Ki Yaakov Bechalei Ka Yisrael Skolasi. The Novi says a Kaddish Baruch who chose Klal Yisrael. You should know, Ki Lo Yitosh Hashem Amoy, Hashem will never unchoose Klal Yisrael, and Nachalos Leyazlev and Eibush will never unchoose Yerushalayim. So the Rashash, the Rambam's being derish the smichas apsukim over here. This is what the Novi is saying, as if this is the way the psukim are written. These are three psukim in three different kapitel chtilim. Now we know it comes together from the tefillah of Yehi Chavoy, and says the Rashash, I'm afraid to say this out of my mouth, but I think the Rambam, because it was Shogub Afiv to say these three psukim together, so Rambam got so excited and he said, this is the pshat in these psukim, but he said, it can't be, that's what the Novi meant, because these three psukim are in three different zip codes. And as a result, he says, Yoresi v'zochalti. I'm really not sure what to do about this, but this is what the Rashash says. He thinks the Rambam made a toss. Wow. To say that the Rambam made a toss. If you take a look at Rav Reuven Margolis, in the Sefer Netzotze Zoyer, right here at the very end of Masech Tzvachim, he says that Rashash brought this Rambam and he said, Yoresi v'zachalti. He says, Ube'emes shaper ova de mistafi. The Rashash was right for being afraid. Shah Rambam loy toha. Because the Rambam did not make a mistake at all. In fact, when the Rambam was derish the smichos apsukim, the Rambam wasn't derish the smichos apsukim because he knew that in Tanakh they're written next to each other. The Rambam was darshaning them because in tefillah they're written next to each other. And at the end of the day, if the mesader at tefillah, Anshik Nesak Doyle, whoever was mesader psukim de Zimra, put these three psukim together, that means he's telling you a story. So the Novi is not Dovin HaMelech in Tehillim. The Novi is the Mesader of the Tfilas. But that's Pasha, it says Rabbi Margolis, that if the three psukim are next to each other in succession, as it relates to Tfilah, that means there's a drosha to be had. But then Rabbi Margolis says that the truth is that if you're familiar with Rambam Bichlal, and if you're familiar with different diyukim and different svar makdoshim, you're going to realize that really there's a makar to sit and learn tefillah, darshan the smichos, be medayik different words in tefillah, as if the tefillah literally was written as sifrei Tanakh. This is what Margolis says. In other words, when we approach tefillah, so tefillah is poetic, it's bringing out different ideas, right? It's really avoid the shabalev. That's what's going on over here. But it's mavur, says Rav Reuven Margolis, befrat in the world of the Rambam, that the Rambam learned a tefillah as if he was learning psukei Tanakh, as if it was Bereish, Shmois, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, as if it was Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel, Malachim, etc., etc., as if it was Ksuvim. This is the way the Rambam always approached tefillah, and there's many rise to this. And then Rav Reuven Margolis does what he always does. He starts cross-referencing you to all the Svarim, and you have to start pulling out Svarim all over the place to try to have a little bit of a mahalach what's going on. One of the Svarim, there are Rav Reuven Margolis, references, and where he talks about this inyan barichos is in his Sefer Mekor HaBracha. And I think this is the place to give a proper shout out to the Sefer Mekor HaBracha that Chabura had a schos to be moitzi to put out in honor of the Yarchikala. This is one of the earliest svarim that Reuven Margolis wrote. It had been only in the very antiquated print and out of print for forever, and it was reprinted just now, mamish in Tovshin Pei Vav, by Mechon Ali Zayas, Yedidi, Reb Shimon Shemanowitz, and the Eirich, who did the work, is the very, very talented Hagoyin Ramoshi Maimon with footnotes. It's an absolute masterful job. And by the way, it's not just Rabbi Reuven Margolis, the Sefer Mekor HaBracha, but the second half of the Sefer, what he refers to as Kuntres Gvul Rishonim, are very important tshuvas. Some of them are very rare that relate to bracha. So all things related to Hilchas Bracha, it's very Chikava Sugya, Hilchas Bracha. It's a Yarchi Kala Diga Sugya, right? It's very Chikava Bracha. And in this Sefer, there's footnotes and there's a lot going on over here. It's a beautiful Sefer. So in the new Mekor HaBracha, page Samech Tes, Rav Reuven Margolis is very marich in the Sinyan. And just to mention very, very bekitzer, the Rambam in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, this is in Perek Yud, it's Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam's talking about how important it is to give tzedakah. And then in the middle, the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korev L'Shaves Aniyim. You should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very close to the Shava to the cries, the roars of the aniyim. Shenemar, shavas aniyim atosishma. Zokt Rav Ruvim Margolis, there's no pasuk anywhere that says shavas aniyim atosishma. So what did the Rambam mean when he said shavas aniyim atosishma? He was quoting Nishmas. Shavas aniyim atosishma, right? We all know where shavas aniyim comes from, but it's not a pasuk. It's in tefillah. And the Rambam said shenemar, as it says, shavas aniyim atosishma. Yes, another maramakim. There's a Sefer, it's called Shailos Tshuvas Meir Nesivim. How he knows this Vesach Nesh. The Mechaber was Rab Meir Margolis. Maybe Mishpacha, but it doesn't write Mishpachti, which he sometimes writes. But either way, the Mechaber was a Yid, Rab Meir Margolis. He wrote a Sefer, Shailos Tshuvas Meir Nesivim. And in Eirech Haim Simen Vav, the Shoyo asked this great Goyin, Rab Meir Margolis, that he's working on the Siddur of the Arizal. He has a little bit of a shayla. Maybe you can help me out a little bit. And Toich Dvarav, this is what the Meshiv, Meir Margolis, writes back to him. He says, we know that the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, he talks about these different levels of malachim. Each one has a different name, and the name is indicative of all these different things. Says the Rambam, he says that the highest level of malachim are what's known as the Chayas HaKodesh. Ulefichoch nikroim Chayas HaKodesh. He says that's why they're called Chayas HaKodesh. They're called Chayas HaKodesh because of the fact they're very Kodesh, because they're on this higher level. Said the Baal Meir Nesivim, there's nowhere in Tanakh that you find that the Chayas are referred to as Chayas HaKodesh. We know the Chayas, but the Chayas HaKodesh not. Where did the Rambam get Chayas HaKodesh from? The Hoifanim v'Chayas HaKodesh. And the Rambam made a whole Torah out of this. That being that in Siddur, in Tefillah, it's referred to as Chayas HaKodesh, that's why it's called Chayas HaKodesh. So says Rav Ruvim Margolis, if the Rashash would be familiar with these Rambams, if he would chap, and he says that there are many other rabbis, he just didn't share them with us, but if he would be familiar with the Rambam, and he would chap that the Rambam looked at Shabbos and Atos Sishma as if it was a posik, and Voifanim v'Chayas HaKodesh, the Rambam looked at as if it was a pasuk. Well, if these things are psukim, if they're fartig of psukim, then fashteitzach, the Rambam looks at Yehi Chavoyed, and he's being derish smuchin, as if he was being derish smuchin the pasuk. So let me buy it. It's posh, the Rambam didn't make a mistake, and when the Rambam is putting together the smichos, he means in the Nusach HaTfilah. What, it's a random Nusach HaTfilah? There has to be a pshat in the Nusach HaTfilah. So he's teaching the Nusach HaTfilah. But if you know Signoi Noishal HaRambam, it's a Dover Poshet Adamoy. As a matter of fact, Rav Ruvim Margolis says that if you take a look in Sefer HaBoyer, and this is an Ois Kuf Chav Zayin, the Sefer HaBoyer makes a whole drasha. Tichsiv, the Pasuk says, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloich Loilamvod. It's a Lashon. It says, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloich Loilamvod. You know it doesn't say that pasuk anywhere? It doesn't say anywhere. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Lo Yimavod. You know where it comes from? It comes from Yehi Chavoyed. That's exactly where it comes from. So there's already a Sefer HaBoyer that learned up Yehi Chavoyed, Daika, the same exact, only he could do this, the same exact tefillah, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Lo Yimavod, mitad rosha, mitad dechsev, and this is exactly what the Rambam is doing. The Rambam of Garnish Vagesin. You're right, Shaper of the Mystifi, you're right for being afraid, because there's no way in the world that the Rambam made a mistake. Just to get a glimpse, we haven't done this in a little while, just to get a little glimpse of the Bekiyas of Rav Ruvim Margolis. This is from Mekor HaBracha, and also from Shari Zoyar, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, Ribbono Shel Olam. But he starts saying, where you find places in Zoyar, that Zoyar quotes Tefillah as if it's a Pasuk. Just mention a few. Zoyar in Parshas Sav, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, quote, Uksiv, Al Mizbechoisai L'Rotzai. It's not a pasuk anywhere. This is in Zoyar Parshas Pinchas, Daf Reish Chof Ches Amid Beis. Hado Dechsiv Kedusha L'Choyish Aleishu. Zok Rav Ruvim Margolis, you're not going to find this pasuk anywhere. In Zoyar and Parshas Pinchas, Daf Reish Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. V'hoksiv V'sif Soyseinu Shevach Kimer Chavei Rokia. That comes from Tefillah. There's no such pasuk. The Zoyar and Parshas Ekev Reish Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph Shenemar Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkoi. That's Shabbos davening in the morning. That's not a pasuk anywhere. Tikunei Zoyar. It says the Itmar Bahoin, the Einenu Meiro is Kashemesh V'Kayarech. In Tikun Chaf Aleph, Hado Dechsiv Nishmas Kol Chai. There's no such pasuk. In Tikun Chaf Aleph, Tafnun Aleph on the base, Hado Dechsiv Tikam B'Shoy V'Godo L'Cheiruseinu B'Sefer Chayim Zochreinu L'Chayim. Here, Tikun Ayin. That's the tefillah you say by Brismila. Just goes on and on and on. He says, it's Pasha, you always find the Lashon of the Chsiv by tefillah. He says, the reason you always found that Lashon, by the way, he believes, is because even when Teresh Val Peh was not allowed to be written, but tefillah was always written. And that's the lashon dechsev. Dechsev means, why do you always find dechsev by Teresh Shabbat and not by Teresh Baal Peh? Because dechsev, it's written, as opposed to Teresh Baal Peh, that was only Baal Peh. But being that tefillah, he has rayas to this, he talks about this in his akdamah, his Agadosh al Pesach. This is what's going on in the Sfarim for Abruvim Margolis. But either way, this is the first of the last two aras. The last ara, just to end. And that is, so, in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, we say the Dayenus, right? The 15 Dayenus, all the different Ilus, at the very, very end. Ilu Nosan Lanu Es HaShabbos V'lei Kervonu L'fnei Har Sinai Dayenu. Ilu Kervonu L'fnei Har Sinai V'lei Nosan Lanu Es HaToyro Dayenu. Ilu Nosan Lanu Es HaToyro V'lei Hichnisanu L'Eretz Yisrael Dayenu. And finally, Ilu Hichnisanu L'Eretz Yisrael The Shibali Aleket, in his Nusach of the Haggadah, and other Rishonim as well, they have another Dayenu. They throw in one more Ilu. After Ilu Nasan Lanu Es HaTorah, V'loi Hichnisanu L'Eretz Yisrael Dayenu, they have like this. Ilu Hichnisanu L'Eretz Yisrael, V'loi Bana Lanu Es Beis HaMikdash Dayenu. And Ilu Bana Lanu Es Beis HaMikdash, Abavalei Bana Lanu Es Beis HaBchira, that also would have been Dayenu. In the Nusach of the Shibali Aleket, there's two of the Dayenus that reference the Beis HaMikdash. Ilu Hechnisanu L'Eretz Yisrael, Abavalei Bana Lanu Beis HaMikdash, Dayenu. Ilu Bana Lanu Es Beis HaMikdash, Abavalei Bana Lanu Es Beis HaBchira, again Dayenu. And I think the pshat is pashat. It's so pashat, we almost don't even have to say it, but we're going to say it anyways. And that is, that we mentioned when we were in Eretz Yisrael in the Churvashul, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Malachim, in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph says, Sholich mitzvahs nitztavi Yisrael b'shas k'nisas l'aretz. There were three mitzvahs that the Yidah were commanded they were going to have to do when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Limnois lohem melech, ulahachriz zarish al amalek, v'livnois lohem beis abchira. And the Rambam brings the makar to all three. What's the makar? That the Yidah were told that when you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, you have a chiv to build a beis abchira, shenemar l'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. And we said that the Lechem Mishnah asks that at first glance, this Rambam would seem to contradict what the Rambam himself says right in the beginning of Hilchos Beis Abchira. This is the first Rambam in Kotchen. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, Lasse is Bayis Lashem. There's a Mitzvah Saseh for Klal Yisrael to build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it should be Muchon, it should be prepared, Liyais Makriven by HaKarbonois, V'choygig in Eilof Shalosh Pamim Bashono, Shenemar V'osuli Mikdash. The Rambam here too brings a makar that there's a mitzvah to build a mishkan, there's a mitzvah to build a mikdash, but the Rambam brings a different makar. He brings vasuli mikdash. It's freit alecha mishnah, berak alpha lach alpha nilchas malachim. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah of livnois beis abchira shenemar l'shichnoi sidrashu v'asa shama. And in Perek Aleph, Alach Aleph, in Hilchos Beis Abchira, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to build a bayis l'Hashem shenemar v'asuli mikdash. And the Lechem Mishnah muches very much to try to be miyash of the stira. So we said be'ez Hashem Yisbara, and we said maybe it's Pashin and maybe it's even Emes, that it's mavur in the psukim in Sefer Devarim, Befrat in Parshas Re'eh, but really throughout Sefer Devarim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael that when you're going to enter the land of Canaan, I'm going to find the city that I'm going to choose, that it should be the holy chosen city. And then within that city, there's going to be a makom that I'm going to choose, and that's going to be a very, very holy place. And from that point forward, all the karbonis that you're going to bring is going to have to be in that makom kodesh. All the achilois of kachim kalim and ma'isa sheni is going to be over there. That's where the Sanhedrin is going to be. That's where you're going to bring the karbon pesach. That's where you're going to bring the bikurim. It's all going to be in that chosen place. Now, the truth is that the yidden from the second year that they had left Mitzrayim, they already had a Mishkan, right? When the Yidden entered Eretz Canaan, before they were told where that chosen place was, they already had a Mishkan. But afilu hachi, the Torah goes out of its way to say that despite the fact that you're going to have a Mishkan with you all along, but there will be a time where we're going to raise the level a little bit, where I'm going to say, don't just have a Mishkan, but I want you to now build that Mishkan or a bayis in the Makom HaShayivchar, in that place, in that chosen place. In other words, it's mevur from the Pesukei HaTorah. Just read the Torah, that there were two dinim in Mokoim Hamikdash. There was Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soichem. That was a tzivui that Klal Yisrael got as soon as they left Mitzrayim. This is something that they got mamish after Matan Torah. B'Shana Hashenis, they already went ahead and they built the Mishkan. And they were told this is something you always have to have with you. And they had it with them all the time. 39 years in the Midbar. They had it for 14 years in Gilgal. They had it for 369 years in Shiloh. They had it for 57 years in Noiv Givon. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had also told them that there's going to be a day where I'm going to tell you that I want you to convert that Mishkan into a bayis. I want you to convert it into the Mokem Asher Yivchar, and that's going to be in that very, very chosen place. And that place was chosen in the very, very end of Sefer Shmuel with the story of David and Aravna Hayavusi, and then finally Shlomo HaMelech in the fourth year of his Malchus, like we saw in yesterday's lap, went ahead and he built the Beis HaMikdash. That Sivui, that Inyan of finding a Beis HaBchira was true, it was Chai V'Kaim, it existed even when the Yidden had a Mishkan. They had a Mishkan from year two. But Afilu Achi, they always knew that they were going to one day have the Makom Asher Yivchar, and that was going to now take the Mishkan that they had, and it was going to raise it to another level. It's Poshut L'Chayra, these are the two Rambams. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira says, Mitzvah Saseh, Laseh is Bayis L'Hashem. There's a Mitzvah Saseh to build a Bayis L'Hashem. What's the Tachlis? It should be Muchan Liyas Makrivim by HaKarbonois, V'chayigin Gnei L'Shol, which Pabim Bashon, Hashem Ne'amar, V'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soichem. But there's another Mitzvah, says the Rambam. And this Mitzvah is when you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, you should go ahead and try to find that place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised over and over and over. We counted over 20 times in Sefer Devarim, that there's going to be a chosen place, there's going to be a Makom Asher Yivchar. Now, you're not going to know where it is until I tell you, but I want you to make ishtadlis. I want you to go ahead and find it. And the Rambam was minded that ishtadlis as a mitzvah. Sholosh mitzvah is nitzav Yisro b'shas k'nisos l'aretz. Limno yislehem melech, ulahachri zari shalam molek, v'livno yislehem beis abchira. Freit lechem mishto, livno yislehem beis abchira. We know that already. That's Kishen Nichtus Ularetz that they had in the Midbar Vasuli Mitzvah Shachanti B'Soichem, and the Rambam brings a new Makar. Shenema L'Shichtei Sidur Shuv Vasa Shama Vasa Shlecht Mit Vasuli Mitzvah Shachanti B'Soichem. The Teretz is Vasuli Mitzvah Shachanti B'Soichem is to have a bias. This is Livnois Lohem Yom Medayik Beis Abchira. This is to build the Beis Abchira, to find that chosen place. The Rambam is b'Mechadish that the Beis Abchira wasn't just something Hashem said I'm going to give you in the future. There's a mitzvah L'Shichtei Sidur Shuv. Be Dairish. Try to find it. Try to find it. It's a mitzvah esser, an independent mitzvah esser of Asuli Mitzvah Shachanti B'Soichem. Just to say with a sharfkeit, this mitzvah of L'shich L'Sidr Shuv V'Asa Shama was true even when they had a Mishkan. Zegevein a Mishkan. They're being Mekayev Asuli Mikdash. But Afilu Hachi, Zegat Sveitadin, even B'Shas Meisa when you have the Mishkan, L'shich L'Sidr Shuv V'Asa Shama, there's still a mitzvah to go ahead and to find that place, that Mokem Asher Yivchar. It's mavur that there are two dinim in the Beis HaMikdash. There's the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. There's the Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Soichan. And then there's the L'shichnei Sidr Shuv V'Asa Shama. There's the Beis HaBchira. There's building a Mikdash in the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be Mashre Shechinas. What's the difference? What's the difference between the Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Soichan and the Beis HaBchira? So that we spoke out from the Alshach HaKadosh. That the Alshach says that when the Yidden had a Mishkan, it was our abode, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to come and I'm going to be a guest, right? Meloin Orchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to check into your hotel, and I'm going to visit you, and I'm going to spend some time with you. When the Mikdash was in the Makom Asher Yivchar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that home will be my home. And when we're going to convene together, it's not going to be that I'm visiting you. You're going to be visiting me. You have the schus. This is going to be an Indian of Shechina B'Tachtoinim on such a manifest level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally going to have a dira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns a house. He doesn't just come and check into a hotel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally owns it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is domiciled B'Tachtoinim. And that's the Maila of Shechina B'Tachtoinim. That's the Maila of what a Yid was able to feel when he came to the Makom HaMikdash, the Beis HaBchira, versus what he was able to feel B'Meshach all the 479 years when he was visiting all the different places and the different phases of the Mishkan. But I think it's poshut that when we understand on a historical level, on a Rambamdiga level, on a fundamental level, that there were two very, very different kufas of Ashrei Sashchina. There was the tkufa of Mishkan, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be a guest in your house. And that's for Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicham, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a bias. It's our bias that we're inviting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into. Versus the Beis Abchira, which is Beis Soich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Nusach of the Shibali Aleket, the Shari Shoinim. Ilu Banu Lanu Beis HaMikdash, V'loi Banu Lanu Beis Abchira Dayenu. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Not only did you bring us into Eretz Yisrael, you even gave us a Beis HaMikdash. And not only did you give us a Beis HaMikdash, but you even gave us a Beis HaBchira. The Chayr, you would have to say, why would the Mishkan be referred to as Beis HaMikdash? So Stamazoi, it's not always so meduyuk, these Lashoinas. But even Shiloi was a bias, Chazal say. It was a bias. It was a Beis HaMikdash. Just didn't have a Tikra. But a bias it was. So even had we had Shiloi, it would have been Dayenu. But Shiloi, as gewaldig as Shiloi was, it didn't come to the Beis HaBchira, the ultimate Beis HaBchira. And that's why in the Nusach of Dayenu, we go ahead and we're mechalik, and we tishpalt the Beis HaMikdash into two. What do you mean? Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaBchira, the hein hein advarim. Beis HaMikdash is the Rambam and Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. And Beis HaBchira is the Rambam and Hilchas Melochim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. On that note, Hadron Allah, Hadron Allah, Perek Paras Chatos, V'slikolam Esechtes Vachim, learn kachim, every daf gemara, every word gemara, every line gemara, every radbai is a kiyum of unesham v'parim tzvaseinu. It's a bechin of bringing karbonos. It's a bechin of doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. We should be zoicha to go to Eretz Yisrael again. We should be zoicha to have a Beis HaMikdash. We should be zoicha again to have the Beis HaBchira. And we should be zoicha to be able to do the avoidah. V'sham noichal. Min hazvachim u'min hapsochim ashi yagi adamim al kirmiz b'chachal u'ratzayim. And we should have the opportunity to sing Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'noidu l'cha shir chadosh al g'ul ha'seinu v'al pidus nafshenu. Amen v'amen.